Unit 92, Indispensable Rubber. Pearl Harbor. It was December 7, 1941. Japanese bombers destroyed or damaged 19 American ships. The loss was a nightmare. Nothing could be worse. But a greater loss came right after that. What happened was that there was no rubber. The Japanese had captured almost all the rubber-growing lands. These were lands in the Far East. 9/10 of the world's supply of natural rubber was no longer available. Without rubber, war production would stop. There was no doubt about it. Everything needed rubber. Trucks, jeeps, and planes needed tires. Artillery could not move. Shipbuilding would cease. The Army and Navy could not move. Rubber was a must. To emphasize, this was a greater crisis than Pearl Harbor. What did the United States do? Latex, the sap from a rubber tree, was needed. But goldenrod and dandelions also produced latex. Fields of both were planted. Some latex was produced, but only small amounts. Desperation set in. Much more was needed, and quickly. There was only one sure answer: to produce synthetic rubber. Chemists worked around the clock. They were successful. A fine rubber was quickly produced from oil. Production of war materials never stopped. American soldiers could be supplied. After the war, new plantations were planted. Some were in South America, some were in West Africa. Botanists developed better trees. These produce 6 times more latex than wild trees. Even hormones and vitamins are used to increase yields. The U.S. does not want to be caught short.